Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to TOTMT Talk with me, your host, Val Carrie. And TOTMT Talk is the only place where we can candidly speak about all things relevant to that time of the month. So, ladies, turtle doves, menstruators, let's jump into the tea talk, the cramp talk, and all of that. This Sunday, we have entered into a new moon, which means creativity, new thoughts, new ideas. And so that is what we're going to be talking about today. I have a special guest. We're talking about creativity. It's really a lot to be said about being creative during your time of the month. During your TOTM, it is said that you are creative, and then during certain phases of your menstrual cycles, you're more creative than others. So I'm just wondering if, in fact, any of you out there, ladies, do you track, do you chart your cycle? And if you track or chart your cycle, do you notice that you have more creativity during certain times? That's a question that I'm posing. If you like this show, if you just came across us, be sure to like, subscribe, whichever channel that you catch TOTMT Talk on. But we're bringing back the TOTMT bag, and so that's one of the questions. Now, do you feel that you're creative during your time of the month? Send us your answers to T-Talk at itsmytotm.com. So, if you're on Facebook, you're going to have an opportunity to have a treat today if you're live with us on Facebook right now. If you're listening to us on a recording, bummers, next time you should be with us live because you'll never know what's going to happen. So I'm really excited to have today's guest with us. She's no stranger to TOTMT Talk. But she is definitely new to our podcast. So today's guest, she's a kick butt lady. She's former law enforcement. She's a very, very creative person. She's an author, has authored several books. She's a mom. She's so much. She's a caring person. That's one thing I can definitely say. You are a caring person. And I actually had the privilege of interviewing her for our TOTMT Talk TV show. And so now I'm really happy to have her back here on TOTMT Talk, our radio show. And I guess it's like a video show because we'll be posting this to YouTube. So you'll see this. Right now we're live, but you can always catch the replay. You can catch the replay in our Facebook group, which is TOTM Time of the Month. So, again, this woman is an author, and she has successfully launched a new brand, Beat It by Hope. Okay, so no more further ado. Help me welcome my special guest, Hope McGill. Hey, Hope.
Hey. Hi, Val. Happy day.
Oh, my goodness. Let me just say, one, I totally, totally love Beat It by Hope. And Beat It by Hope is, you know what? Let me just let you tell everyone, what is Beat It by Hope?
So Beat It actually started by accident. I was a retired prison tunnel officer. I said, when I retire, I was going to write 3 books. So I self-published, wrote these books, and I started working out. And when I started working out, I discovered waist beads. So I'm a big girl, and I'm looking online. I'm trying to find, I couldn't find any waist beads my size. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go on YouTube, and I'm going to figure out how to make them. So the first pair I made was like some crazy looking pair. And I said, okay, I'm on Facebook. I posted them on Facebook. That was 4 years ago. I have never not had any work. My beads have been internationally. They've been in almost every state, Puerto Rico and Hawaii. They just word of mouth. So it really took off because there was a need. Waist beads have been around for centuries, but I was finding that there was no one making plus size. They would make them up too, because normally waist beads come in different formats. You can come on, or you can have them where it's like a clasp, you can open and close. So most people were making them where they would just go up to like 45 inches. My average customer was between 45 to sometimes 65 inches. And then I would look and find websites that would make beads. If I asked for, say, 55, they was trying to charge me an astronomical amount. So I said to myself, you know what? Is when I got serious about it, I'm going to make sure that everybody pays the same price, because I hate going into a department store and paying for a bra, when sometimes it doesn't have to be. I just wanted everybody to feel the same. I want everybody to feel the same. I didn't want anyone to be included. So that's basically how it started.
Okay.
And it's been amazing. I guess many inboxes from different women where they're telling me, you know, thank you, you empower me. Because what I do is I share my clients' pictures, I share my pictures, I share a lot of plus-size women. So they look at it and like, you know what, if she can do it, it makes them feel comfortable with their body. So that's how Beat About Hope started.
Okay, so you said it started with the waist beads, but that's not all that you do with Beat It by Hope. I just want people to know that. I want them to know, because like I did get a triple set of waist beads from you when you first started, and then you made me this dope charm bracelet with TOTM's logo on it, and then you did a really I had a triple stack bracelet. You did this really dope charm with my mom's picture on it. So let's talk about the charm bracelets that you make and how you personalize it for each person. And that's what I like about the work that you're doing with Beat It by Hope, because it's personal. It's personalized, just like you said, with the waistband, the waist beads. You actually ask people to measure themselves. It's not a one size fits all. So
right. So it was the same thing. It went from waist beads to where I had I want bracelets. So I had to learn and take classes on how to make bracelets, and it went from beads to bracelets. So then people were saying, well, my mom passed or my sister passed, can you put something on her picture? So I had to learn how to make these custom with pictures, and that took me about a year to master. And then they were saying, well, it's my granddaughter's birthday, so I started doing children pieces. Normally, when I sit down with a client, I like to ask them, like, what are your favorite colors? What do you want it to feel like? What are your hobbies? Sometimes they say, okay, well, I want something for my sister. Okay, well, what's her favorite color? What is she like? What want it to feel like? It went from the colors, because every color means something different. And, you know, adding in maybe a gemstone, like I'm into crystals and different things that I've asked. So, like, it's such a vast creative company. It's this amount of things that you can do. But it really, I make waist beads, I make wrist breaks, I'm a female, I make anklets. Of course, everyone's anklet is not the same size. The actual size for a petite woman is about a 10. For my customers, some of them are plus, so that's 13 or 14. Some of my males have thick wrists. Their wrist might be to maybe a 12. So that's basically how it came about. It was just a need for people that have different types of body, and I wanted everybody to just feel unique, not be excluded.
That is amazing. So if you're just now checking in and tuning with us, you're tuning into TLTM Tea Talk, and we're talking with Hope McGill. You can actually call in if you have any questions for Hope. Our call-in line is 516-418-5819. Again, the call-in number is 516-418-5819. We're going to keep those lines open for the moment. And talking to Hope, she's a Renaissance woman. She went from law enforcement, then became an author, and now she is the CEO of Beat It by Hope. So Hope, I have a question for you. When you left law enforcement, did you find it difficult to try something new? Because going from law enforcement and then becoming an author, it's like you have more creativity being an author than as opposed to law enforcement. Did you find that a difficult shift?
You know what is the most difficult thing? Setting a schedule. Because when you're law enforcement, you yourself know if we are late, that's a half an hour. So when you work for yourself, there's too much flexibility. It's like work when I want to work. So the thing I do miss about law enforcement is the structure. You knew that if you was working a 9-to-5 tour or 3-to-11 tour, that was your tour, and you had to show up. But adding your own business, it's more work because of yourself. You have to be structured. Like I'm dealing with, when you're an entrepreneur, you're dealing with trademarks, and you're dealing with vendors, and you're dealing with customers, and clientele, and new orders, and trying to figure out what people might want. When you come from law enforcement, there's a chain. When it's just you, you are your chain of command. Why you can go to for help? So it's just you. So that part is has been a little tough. You have to learn how to balance everything out. Really not easy. And I will tell you one thing for anybody that wants to be on, when you work for yourself, it is the hardest job in the world, and it never turns off. I mean, I'm in the nail place sometime, and I'm talking to people, my braces, or I'm getting my toes done. You always have to keep that energy on. Someone wants to be treated a certain kind of way, you nasty attitude. So in that aspect, it's more structure when you work for someone else.
Okay. So let's talk about the books for a minute, and then we're going to come back to Beat It by Hope. So how many books have you written?
I wrote 3 books. The first book that I wrote is called Pearls. They're all novellas, and I have to tell you something. I was so terrified. I was just talking to someone that I mentor a couple of days ago. I was terrified to publish a book because I was worried about what other people would think. And the first book took me 25 years to write because of fear. And then the second book took me 6 months because I had gotten past that threshold of just leaping and trying something new. So my books are actually erotic books about plus size women and empowering because they have high self-esteem, thing that I wasn't seeing when I was reading these erotic. I would find plus size women, but they will all have like low self-esteem. So somebody said, well, you know what? If you can't find it, write about it. That's basically what I did. So Pearls is the first book, and I have Pearls 2 and Pearls Special Edition, which basically means that they start off the same. They have alternate endings. I always like to see how it ends in comic books. So I said, you know what? I've seen that in the book. So those are my 3 babies, and they are all available on books. Kindle, you can get them at homeagill.com, or I even have them, I have 2 websites, or beatitbyhope.com. And Pearls, the first book, is actually absolutely free on Kindle. You don't even have to have Kindle Prime or anything, or Kindle, you know, the one that you have monthly is absolutely free. So if you want to go on there and sample it and read it, I give to you guys.
That is amazing how you actually did an alternate ending. 2 separate endings. I love that idea. And I was going to ask you later on, like, how could anyone get your books? Kindle, that is definitely great that it's available for everyone to get for free. And of course, once they read the first one, they're definitely going to want the second and the third one. So I actually have the physical book, but I'm going to download it too. My phone on the Kindle. And do you plan on writing another book at all? Are we going to do, will we see a follow-up to Pearls?
absolutely, I love to write, but I will tell you something. The beating, it, I just fell in love with it. It's so therapy. And if I had to shift gears, what I'm trying to do now is work on a set schedule where I have time to actually work and still keep up with the writers, all these demands of these orders that I have come. And it just seems like every month is just more. Word of mouth, just people just, it's spreading. So when I get the time, there definitely will be another book. I miss writing. I miss reading. There's another book coming.
So this, okay, so you're hearing it here first. There's another book coming. And I got a great idea. Since your title is Pearls and now you are beaded by Hope, you can do like a special edition waist beads. Look at you, Hope. I see you. You could do a special edition waist bead, or you could do a special edition bracelet for pearls beaded by Hope. I so see that in the future for you.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. It's joyful. You know what's funny is I had to build up the Beaded by Hope name. Nobody knew who it was. And when I started jewelry, they were like, wait a minute, where's my book? So my clients or my followers, a lot of them don't even know I write. And they're like, you write books? And I'm like, yeah. And then I have like fans that are, you know, that read, and they're like, we want our book. So now what I've been doing is like slowly introducing them both together, can see that I do, you know, both. But the people that follow me to be, you know, I did it, I'm even the author, they're like, you write? I'm like, yeah. So, you know, it's interesting.
So you transitioned from law enforcement into being an author, and then you transitioned from being an author to, I don't even know how to describe it, like a bead master, so to speak, but because you make jewelry, but, mm-hmm. And I guess you can consider waist beads jewelry also, but it's, so you make jewelry not just for the neck, not just for the wrist, but also for the waist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is just awesome. So this is TLTMT Talk, so we're gonna bring your beaded company and what it is that you do, and see how you deal with that with your period, because here on TLTMT Talk we talk about periods, right? Have you found that you're more creative, or you even are more productive when you're on your TOTM, or maybe perhaps not necessarily on your TOTM, but in a certain cycle phase for you? Do you feel that you are more productive with Beaded by Hope?
You know what, sometimes no, because I know when I'm on my TOTM, it's basic. Sometimes I'm emotional. And see, when you touch beading or even cooking, it's very, it's spiritual. So I don't ever want to touch anybody's jewelry and I'm off. So normally around that time, I'm like, you know what, maybe towards the end. But in the beginning, when it comes on, I'm like, okay, I'm kind of feeling a little funky. You know, my not right, and I'm bloated. You know, and that's something that the waist beads are really great for. You will feel when you lose weight, they'll roll down. When you gain, they roll up. So they're great for monitoring wear time of the month. And it kind of depends, because like I said, when I first start off, my energy is really, really low, and I don't want to be bothered. I just want the heating pad and my time alone aspect. So I normally will schedule in, like, that's my downtime, to just kind of, like, unwind and, you know, burn my sage and clear my energy up. Yeah.
So actually, during your follicular phase, which is, like, the phase right after your bleeding phase, it said that, and it's, you know, sometimes they describe it as the spring phase. This is the phase where we are more creative. We start new projects, and maybe perhaps sometimes because we don't necessarily always track the other phases that we're in, we're we're so trained to just track when your bleeding phase starts. It may be a good idea just for your self-awareness to know what phase you're in, and then kind of just see if in fact that you're more productive or more creative during your follicular phase. It is understandable, like during your bleeding phase, that you may not have that energy. And when I say during your phase, I don't necessarily mean during the TOTM bleeding phase, which I know some of us are now TOTMing. And then it's raining here in New York. So when it rains and you have your TOTM, really don't feel like doing much of anything except eat ice cream.
Oh, and you know, it's crazy you say that because my doctors are like, no sugar, no ice cream, water. So now not only am I on my fourth day, any sugar, and I've been drinking this water. So mine is like, oh, my goodness. And it's normally, like you said, around this time when you have those cravings. So, those, like finding substitutions for when you have those cravings is a little hard also, but that's a whole other subject matter. But, yeah, you're absolutely right.
So I know that we are going live inside the Facebook group. I'm just trying to see if, in fact, anyone has any questions in the Facebook group. I see Sina joined us and Charlene and Dina. Hi, ladies. If you have a question for Hope or myself, you can either call us at 516-418-5819. Again, the number to dial in is 516-418-5819, or you can drop your questions directly in the chat. I had to turn the chat on. And so where do you see Beat It by Hope in 5 years? Where do you see yourself with Beat It by Hope?
Wow. Oh, man. I would love to be able to ship more internationally. I've shipped so far to Japan, Trinidad, London, Belize, but shipping for these countries is a little bit expensive. So I've been getting, you know, all these requests, you know, from Africa, because Wastebeat started in Africa. So I get requests from Ghana and them, can you ship me some beads to me? But I would love to be able to travel to these places and be able to actually, because now I'm outsourcing and I would love to be able to travel and actually be on location and be travel and meet some of my, you know, in Atlanta and do pop-up shops in different cities. Hopefully if COVID becomes safer, we can do those things. I definitely want to be able to meet my customers from all over because they are really what made the Beat It by Hope brand. They really are what they launched here. So to be able to see them and reach out and hug them is something that I wanted to be a little bit more intimate. I have been getting so many, can you teach me how? So I'm thinking about doing a how-to on beating, a how-to on starting your own jewelry, just, you know, so many different things I'm trying to do in the future.
One thing I want to say about the waist beads. So I now have like 4 strands of waist beads, all thanks to Hope. And I don't have my my latest TOTM waist beads with me. I wanted to show everyone, but I did post a picture of it in the Facebook group, and I posted it on my Facebook page. So if you follow me on Facebook or if you're in the group, you can check those beads out. But right now, for everyone who is tuning in, because you took the time out on this rainy Sunday to join us, Hope has graciously offered up a pair of Beat It by Hope waist beads. And let me tell you about waist beads. Waist beads make you feel sexy. It don't matter what size you are. I love to wear my waist beads when I'm, you know, doing my hula hoop or if I'm doing yoga. And it is a good barometer, a gauge for you to kind of see if your waist is getting bigger or if it's getting smaller. I was wondering, Hope, do you have, can we get a sneak peek at the beads that we're giving away today, that you're giving away? Do you have, like, any waist beads next to you right
now?
No,
actually, I would have to make them.
Oh, okay. You know what? I am so wrong because I just got through saying that her stuff, everything is personalized, right? So she will personally make these waist beads. And in the chat, let us know, have you ever worn waist beads before? Have you ever worn waist beads? Give me a thumbs up. Throw your hands up. Say yes, no. We're trying to figure out how we're going to give these waist beads away. Yeah. Let us know if you've ever worn waist beads. Do you own any now? Let's see what the ladies are saying. Dina Lawrence says, yes, they do. I think she means yes, they do in regards to being like a barometer for your waist. Dina says there's a feminine swag that comes with, yes, there is a feminine swag that comes with wearing them. I just feel like, honestly, it makes you feel sexy. I don't know about you, Hope, but it makes me feel sexy.
Trumpet, I'm up to like, my son, mommy, why do you have to have so many, my niece, why do you have to have so many on? They really empower you, and they make you feel amazing, and you just wake up, and you just have them on, and they just, and what I about is, they do rarely pop. Like, some of the tie on, you can do, like, I had actually put up a post the other day. I asked my customers to chime in, and some of these girls have their waist beads for, like, years. So you can go swimming, if you want to do a little intimate thing, or you can work out. I never take my waist workout. You want to run, you want to jump. They laugh, and the guys love them. Love them, love them, love them. I have it sometimes where the ladies will ask, can you put my husband's name? Or we put charms. I have glow in the dark. I have waisties that have walking on them, pirate shells. Just, it's endless, you know, things that you can do, but they make me feel really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is what we're doing. I know that we have a couple of people watching us live, and Sina says, yes, ultimate form of empowerment. And Gina says she has some, and they make you feel good with a heart. Yes. So I have these pieces of paper that I'm about to write names on. I have a pouch. So this is all going to be done diplomatically. I'm not playing any favoritism. It's those who came and joined us live. Because when you're watching a repeat, you're going to be like, heck, I should have been there at 5 o'clock. You know that TLTMT Talk is every Sunday at 5 p.m. You got to be here. You never know what's going to be offered. So if you're watching, I'm looking at the chat. I'm looking at the chat box right now, or the chat. Yeah, the chat. If you want to be, right now I have Dina and Sina. I'm writing their names down. I do see Charlene is with us, but I'm not sure who else is watching. I can't see unless, of course, you say I'm here. Like, give me a thumbs up or something if you want to be included in this drawing. So I see we have a couple of people that are watching. I know Eloria Michelle is watching. Let me just say, shout out to Eloria Michelle. I gotta move my bang because Gloria gave me a light beat right before we went live. So I want to thank her for always making me look pretty. Thank you, Gloria. So
I actually took waist beads. This is one of my personal waist beads. I don't know if you can see this. This is like more of a like so extravagant. Some of the ladies were like, oh, we want all bling. So this is a this is a little bit bigger than the normal. But some of the ladies have like 10, 20 waistbeads on. And I made this for my about 2 months ago. I never take it off. Quality's still the same. Shine is still the same. Ladies, when I tell you, when you turn off that light and you see all that stuff on the waistline, see you later. On the extravagant side, let me see if I can get a smaller one here. This is a glow-in-the-dark waist bead.
Okay, so with the glow in the dark waist beads, so they would have to activate it, let the light hit it, and
right.
and then when you turn off the lights, it glows, right?
That's the waist bead. I've tried it. It does have to be activated with a UV light. You can get that from Amazon. It's really, really cheap. Or even if you have, some people have UV lights around their room, it'll activate with the lights on.
All right, ladies, if in fact you have a question, drop it in the chat box really quick, or you can call us at 516-418-5819. You are tuning into TLTMC Talk. And let us know really quickly if in fact you want to be entered into this drawing. If you're listening in on a replay, you missed it, but you need to come back at a later time and join us. So far we have, and these are the pieces of paper that I'm putting in. I have Sina, Dina, Eloria, and Charlene. I am folding up these pieces of paper. I see there's other people that's tuning in. I just can't see who they are. And I'm putting these names into this satiny velvet bag for those who are listening to this on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes or iHeartRadio because you don't have a visual. But I have folded up each piece of paper, which is the same size. I folded it up the same way, so you cannot say that it's rigged. There's no rigging here. And so everyone is going to have an equal chance at winning a personalized set of Beaded by Hope waist beads that they can wear while they are exercising or just walking and lounging around and using that. I mean, it's like female empowerment as I think that was Sina said Sina says like the ultimate female empowerment, form of empowerment for females. So I'm shaking this bag up. I'm actually going to give the other viewers like a minute or two, or maybe they're just kind of like being shy about it. But you know what? We're going to go with these that's in the bag right now because we're about to wrap up soon. I'm just, you know, so excited about someone actually receiving a pair of waist beads because I actually have four and they're really pretty. I'll show you guys later. There is a set that I already have posted on the page. And so really quickly, I am going to pull out a name from the proverbial hat, but it's a pouch. So drum roll. We love giveaways. And the winner, I am not even going to say the name first. I'm just going to show it so everyone can see the name. The winner.
It's Dina Lawrence.
Yes, Dina Lawrence. Congratulations. Yeah. You won a personalized set of Beaded by Hope waist beads. I'm sure what you can do is you can go to Hope's website and send her an email, right, Hope? Send her an email with your information.
So, they can inbox me on Facebook or Instagram, my email. They can go to the Beaded by Hope page or Hope Make. Just inbox me and I'm going to need we'll talk about it though, but inbox me and I'll take care of you. Because I'm going to waistline measurements, but I'll walk you through that and you're addressing all of that.
Let me tell you.
Congratulations, Dina.
Yes, congratulations. You're going to love your waist beads. Trust me. Yeah. So, Hope, I cannot let you go without asking you, what is your favorite TOTM food?
Oh, Hershey's chocolate. Milk chocolate, Hershey's chocolate. Oh, my gosh. That is my favorite TOTM food. Yes. That's my go-to.
You know, I am a...
Go ahead.
What was that, Hope?
I said when you like I got all excited about it.
I felt the passion.
I mean, chocolate, I can't.
I felt the passion in your voice behind that. And you know what, ladies, listen, chocolate is your friend during your time of the month. Particularly dark chocolate is better for you than the milk chocolate because it's higher in cocoa content and you have antioxidants and then you have the magnesium and iron. So it is better for you than the milk chocolate, but don't deprive yourself. Everything in moderation. And the craving for chocolate is normal. And I say don't deprive yourself. So Hope, can you please let everyone know again how to follow you? How can they get a set of waist beads or even like, let me just ask you a question. Are you still doing personalized bracelets for people?
Absolutely, I'm still doing custom work. You can inbox me at on Instagram at B2Buy. You can go to my website, B2Hope.com. That's all one word. You can add me on Facebook, Hope McGill. You can email me, B2Hope@Yahoo.com. I do everything. So if you inbox me on my business page, B2Hope, I'll inbox you on my Facebook page. Either one. The books are available at BeatAboutHope.com. They're also available at HopeMcGill.com. The digital books are available on Nook, Kobo, and Kindle.
I want to thank you so much. And also, Dina says that she is so happy that she was introduced to you, Hope, by Shelu Preston. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correct, but she was introduced to you. I'm sorry, say
her
name.
She's one of my favorite clients, Shelby. I was going to say her name, pronounce her name correctly. She's one of my favorite. She's always, you know, sharing the waist beads. And when she first started, she was another one. I tell people this all the time that happens. She watched me for a year. She's like, you know, I really wasn't comfortable. And then once she became comfortable, she's very... You know, take your time with it. If it's not maybe another beater, but find someone that's going to make something for you where you're comfortable talking to them, because it is a very intimate thing, and you know, it's something that you're wearing around your waist. And ask questions. Please ask me questions. Ask me if you don't know how to measure yourself. Ask me if you need, you know, suggestions for color. You should be able to ask questions so that you're comfortable.
I have a question, because some people, you're asking them to measure themselves, but not everybody has a measuring tape. Is there another way that they can measure their waist without the measuring tape that would help you translate into the size?
You actually, it's just like getting something tailor-made. I actually have a measuring tape here. You have to measure yourself. This is a measuring tape. You can get them from Family Dollar. You can get them from Walmart. And what you do is you're going to take this tape. You're going to wrap it all the way around your waistline. The waistline is above the belly button, for anyone that doesn't know. And then when it connects, so say if you get, whatever number connects, where it goes, can see this. This is your waistline measurement. And when you measure, you want it to be comfortable. Never measure with like features on or a girdle, because that's not your actual waistline measurement. Don't worry about it. You want to be comfortable. It shouldn't be loose. And always measure standing up, because when you sit down, it rises up and you don't get a measurement. So you want to measure yourself standing up. So they do need to custom work. You do need to measure your waistline. Your waistline is pant size. It's completely different. Also with the bracelets, same thing. Measure your bracelets. You just wrap it around, and whatever number you connect with, like mine is I'm an 8. I make anklets. Same thing. You have to measure your ankle. So yeah. But if you have any questions with that, inbox me. Do not feel shy. Inbox me. I want you to be comfortable, because I want you to get the right measurement. That's important.
Yes, yes. Thank you. I am so glad that you explained exactly how to measure your waistline? Because not everyone knows, you know, is it at the belly button? Is it below the belly button or above the belly button? So you giving them the direct, the exact direction as to where your waist starts is very helpful. So just going into the chat room, we are winding down on our segment of TOTM Tea Talk. I just want to acknowledge everybody that joined us in the chat, everyone who's listening to us live on Facebook, and everybody that tuned in after. Dina says, that's true. I'm very pleased with your work. Okay, so Dina's not a stranger, and she also just won a waist bead by Hope. By Hope McGill, beat it by Hope. She just won. She's the winner of today's prize. So I am going to have Hope give us her website one more time, her IG handles, and then we may go over to Clubhouse today, or we may not. And if you're not following the club on Clubhouse, you should follow the club, the TOTM, Time of the Month Club, because you never know what happens over there. You never know if we're going to have a giveaway over there or not. So Hope, please tell us, what is your website one more time and your social media handles?
On Instagram is Beat It By. On Facebook, Hope McGill. And Facebook, the business page is Beat It By Hope. But if you put in Beat It By Hope, it'll pop up on Instagram as well. Website, beatabouthope.com.
Okay, awesome. So I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. Be sure to come back for more of TOTM Tea Talk here on Facebook and our group, but also on all social media channels where we are listed. So again, if you're watching us on your favorite channel to watch TOTM, give us a like, subscribe, so that you can, you know, get all of the Crave Talk, the Cramp Talk, the TOTM Talk. We're going to come back next Sunday with another exciting guest. And actually, our last guest, Santana May, had a giveaway as well. So we'll be giving away that prize next Sunday. So be sure to tune in and follow us on all social media at MyTO. Thank you again, Hope, for taking the time out on this bloody Sunday for some, even though it's raining, and it's okay that it's a bloody Sunday, but we're all here together. So thank you again for being such a great guest and gifting our listeners a waist bead. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we got 90 seconds and we're about to roll out of here. And Sina says she's sorry that she missed Santana. Yeah, you know, we're going to probably bring her back, because last week we didn't actually do a full show because it was Easter. Who knew? Who remembered that it was Easter? Not me. And I decided to do the show live. So we are going to bring her back again. Follow Talk on all things, on all social media, Twitter, Facebook, Clubhouse. We have a group there too. And so join us on Facebook and our group, and we're going to be offering a whole bunch of resources, recipes, and charts for you ladies, turtle doves, and menstruators to use so that you can have healthier, happier, less painful periods. Let me just shout out everybody in the chat room one more time. And we will see you all next week. Until then, may every TOTM be a so happy one. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. See you guys later. And we are out in like 9, 8. I'm going to let it run down. Okay. All right, Hope. Thank you again. And thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Okay.
What did you say, hope?